Today is a good day to be thinking about using gifts that God has given us to help each other. On this Mothering Sunday, we remember the gift of mothers. In days past, of course, in this country, it was a day when maids and servants were allowed to go home to their mother church. They were actually given some time off. Today may be a day when mothers get treated specially. May have got breakfast in bed. No? Right, that didn't happen. Right, fair enough. May get taken out for food and not have to pay the bill. Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? No? Or maybe just allowed to have a day of rest. I don't know how you treated your mothers, your mum, when you were younger. I do have one occasion I do remember on Mother's Day that myself and my two sisters decided that we'll make mum breakfast in bed. We did it. We cooked the toast and that, made her a cup of tea, took it up. The only thing was that we'd forgotten to actually put the kettle on. So she had cold tea. Anyway, I think it's just a thought, wasn't it? The thought was there. We try to use our gifts. We have to learn how to use gifts, don't we? We all have many, many different gifts, some of which we can easily identify, and some not so easy to identify. Some are easy to put into categories, such as practical, administrative, academic, and so on, many different ones. And others are not so easy to put into categories, but they're ones that we probably use. During this series, over these last few weeks, we've been focusing on the gifts of the Spirit and how they link to the fruits of the Spirit. To remind you, the spiritual gifts that we were looking at are knowledge, faith, miraculous powers, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, wisdom, healing, and prophecy. All of those are gifts that are present in every church. Whether they're used or not is another matter. And the fruits of the Spirit that we looked at a couple of weeks ago that link very much in with spiritual gifts, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They're all gifts that we have that we can use. And today we're thinking about using some practical skills that God gave through the Holy Spirit. This reading that we read from Exodus focuses on the time when Moses and the Israelites were in the wilderness, wandering around. And it's coming towards the end of the time in the wilderness. And God wants some special gifts and skills used to build a place of worship, a tabernacle, the early church. Until this time, wherever the Israelites were, wherever Moses was, wherever the tent was, that was what was considered the place of worship. And now it is time to set a more permanent place. You remember, of course, that the Israelites had escaped from slavery in Egypt after much fought battle, after many plagues. And even whilst they were wandering around in the wilderness, when really they should have been happy, they're a grumbling lot. There have been many obstacles along the way, many arguments. But now God is telling Moses, it's time to complete this section, time to complete this mission and have a place that is fitting for worship to him. And to do this, God needs skilled workers to make various items. And if you look at the chapters before this, between chapters 25 and 31, you'll find that God sets out the exact instructions of what is required, of what is needed to be done. And also, very importantly, I felt, at the end of chapter 31, you find instructions on how to respect and observe the Sabbath, which is the two verses that I read at the beginning of the service, that you need to rest and respect the Sabbath. Why do we do that? goes back to the story of creation and how God created the world. He worked for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, it says this: by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. And that's in Genesis chapter 2. God needed a special place. He needed a tabernacle, a sanctuary, a place to people to come and worship. And in this section in chapter 35 that we read today in 36, God starts putting this plan into action. Moses tells the Israelites who God has chosen to help build the tabernacle. He chose one person to leave, Bezalel, and also Obadiah, along with Bezalel, to teach the Israelites to use the skills that they've got. It's interesting, isn't it? Not only did he give the skills to two people, but he gave them the skills to teach, to show others how to use their skills. And it was not only the skills to build the tabernacle or the sanctuary. They could then use those skills in their own lives. It's an important message. The Israelites at this point are actually in a receptive mood. They're not arguing with God. They're not being rebellious. And they actually all work together to learn the different skills that they needed for each type of work. And you saw there was all the different types of woodwork, of working with wood, with stone, with cloth, with material, all practical skills that they could use. And the whole Israelite community have been asked to bring gifts to the church, to the tabernacle, so that all the resources could be pulled together and be used. And you actually find that there's so much that they have too much. They've got too many bits of stone, too many bits of material, too many bits of wood. So please keep them, the community is told. Keep them for your own good. Use them for your lives instead. And again, it is listened. I think to Moses, this must have been a great relief, and probably the other leaders at this time. Because they've been wandering in the desert for 40 years, as I said, with many complaints. I mean, they complained about food, about water. They made false images to worship, and many, many other things. They weren't a happy bunch of people. They even wanted to go back to their slavery, didn't they? But now it would appear that they're in for a peaceful time. Is there much difference between the Israelite community and ourselves? Well, yes, there is. Because we're not wandering around in a wilderness. We're not grumbling. Well, too much anyway. But what about the skills? During these last few weeks, we've been exploring these spiritual gifts that we've been given. And it's time for us to start thinking about the gifts that we have and how we can use them. It may be that it's time for some of us to stop using one or two gifts. It may be it's time for us to take up new gifts, to push ourselves out into different areas, to use them in church life. That is one focus. But the focus today is thinking about using our gifts outside church life. God doesn't give us gifts just so that we can use them for a worship on a Sunday morning, or a prayer group, or coffee morning, or Bible study, or whatever. They are not just for use in the church. God calls us to be out in the community, to share our gifts and our knowledge with those around us. It doesn't necessarily mean going out and standing on a street corner and preaching and teaching. That is one way. That may not be a gift for you or for me. But we can use the gifts God's given us by doing simple things, by showing that we care for each other, by showing that we love each other, by calling on people when they have need. If people are short of food or clothing or items for the house, you can share them. Or if you've got spare, that can make a difference. You don't necessarily have to say anything. Just by your actions, you can share God's love. You can use the gifts that God has given you and me. There are, of course, times when we think we have a gift that we can't use, when we think it's too precious, it's not for us, and we try and put it away in the back of our mind, in the back of a cupboard, and try and forget about it because it makes us feel uncomfortable. To me, it's a bit like somebody finding a precious heirloom or an antique in a house. I don't know whether you watch some of these programs on TV like Flog It or whatever. Yeah, Flog It, isn't it? And they say, well, why are you doing this? Well, it's just sat in the cupboard. Why are you wanting to sell this particular item? Well, it's sat in the drawer. It's sat in the cupboard. Nobody looks at it. Nobody wants it. And then they say, oh, by the way, it's worth £20,000. And the people look. And they think, well, yes, I could have had that and I could have done this and that with it. Is this what God thinks about us when we have a gift and we don't want to use it because we're scared? I don't know. I'll let you think about that. But I want you to think about this. Think about the gifts that you've been given. The gifts of love, caring, helping each other, sharing your skills. How can you use those not only in the church, but also outside of this church building, in our daily lives, in our work lives, in our lives with our friends and family, with community? Don't let them go rusty. Use them for God's glory. Let His light shine through our lives. Let our gifts be used for His glory in church and outside of church. And then God will bless them. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the many different gifts that You have given each one of us. Help us as we continue to reflect on these gifts. Help us to recognize the gifts that we have in us. Help us to recognize the gifts other people have. Help us to encourage people to use gifts so that Your glory can shine through each one of us. And we ask this in Your name. Amen.